Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
They will name the baseball all-star team coming up on Sunday, which always provides an interesting discussion. But on this show, we're more concerned with fantasy baseball. So coming up a little bit later in this hour, I'm going to give you some of the players who I think were surprises in fantasy's first half and some busts in fantasy's first half. But of course, we got plenty to get to here on this second hour of the show. Let's get right to it. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown. For three. Puts it in.
It's going to take an injury for you to get maximum fantasy value from Zach Gallen. Reality value, there's no doubt. I think he's in this rotation, especially in keeper leagues in 2020. But for the rest of this season, something unforeseen would have to happen for him to make extended starts. And right now, it just doesn't appear that way. All right, this is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here on the show. And we are here for the next hour. We'll turn it over to full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. If you want to dial us up, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Want to thank Garrett Cooper for coming on the show. If you're just tuning in live, easiest way to listen to this program besides live is also on demand. Let me give you some suggestions for those of you who are listening on fantasysportsnetwork.com. You can download the FNTSY app that houses all of the shows with descriptions. Also, the iHeartRadio app, that's choice number two, at least for me. And I know TuneIn has them all, but the ways that I listen to the show, and honestly, without even hosting the show, I never would have known about Stitcher, which is a great podcast app also. And once we upload these shows, within 30 or 40 minutes after the show, they're done. And then, of course, the easiest way to do it, at least for me, is on iTunes. This show gets populated every day to iTunes. And if you subscribe to it as if it was a podcast, it goes right to your phone, your iPad, everywhere. And it's there, and you click play, and you can listen tonight, you can listen tomorrow, any way you want to do it. Those are the easiest ways to get it as part of this show. Okay, so we talked about Jordan Hicks. Let's recap real quick. Hicks is probably going to be out for the season. We had Joe Pizzapia on. And the comment that he made was he thought there was a possibility of using John Gant, but even maybe Carlos Martinez. Andrew Miller, of course, is there as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. We got a full schedule to go over as well here on the show, so we'll do that as well. The other thing that we have not done yet on the show is the segment where we allow you, the listener, to decide what I talk about on the show. So let's go ahead and give those people an opportunity and keep our show within some sort of format today, as busy as we are, with You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Hello!
You can vote right now on the poll at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. It is our You Make the Call. We'll do this within the next hour. Let me give you the options here. Option number one, option A, biggest surprises and busts in 2019 in fantasy baseball. We're halfway through the season after tonight for most teams. Choice number two, Davey Garcia dominates. You may want to know this name. Who is he? Where is he from? What's he all about? If you choose choice B, I'll dive into that. Choice C, there was an interesting story online this morning that I found, and some mafia boss escaped from a jail. So we'll give you that choice for choice C if you want me to do that story. So again, go right now at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio, and vote on our poll today. Choice A, biggest surprise and bust in fantasy in 2019. Choice B, Davey Garcia dominating. And choice C, Mafia Boss Escaping. Go right now and vote. Vote early, vote often. And coming up a little bit later in the show, we will dive more into that. I wish we would have had more time here on the show today. Wow, this is as locked and loaded as we've ever been. Now, the interesting part is when we get to the halfway point of the fantasy baseball season, what I like to do in the past, because I always think it's a fun exercise, and perhaps we will do it before the All-Star break, or maybe that would be a good idea for our Thursday show during that All-Star break, is to do the fantasy baseball All-Star team and give out our awards for the halfway point of the season. In fact, Chris, remind me of that one. I think that could be a good idea for what we do when... because one day, believe it or not, guys, for those of you who've listened to me for 10 years on satellite radio, you know one thing about me. Whether you like me or you hate me, that's fine. I don't miss shows. I almost never miss shows. It is my passion to come on the air and do this with you guys every day. And there will be one day, I am sorry, there will be one day because of a pre-planned trip to New York that I will miss in 2 weeks from now. And you can tell how much it eats at me for me to even bring it up like this, but it will be the day before, thank goodness, it will be that there will be no baseball that day. It'll be the Thursday before they start back up baseball for the second half of the season. And then, of course, on Friday, we'll be back here. So we will have the results of the poll coming up a little bit later on the show. We'll talk to Nick Camino if you're an Indians fan, or if you have Jose Ramirez, or if you picked up Bobby Bradley, if you're wondering what's up with Carrasco or Clevenger or Kluber, Nick Camino is the guy. He's been on my show for many, many years. He's joining us in 25 minutes from now. We'll do that as well. Coming up next, the biggest surprises and the biggest busts in the first half of the fantasy baseball season. If you agree or disagree, it's fine. Here's how you let me know. 844-843-6879. You can call up and tell me. The other way that you could do it is just go to our Twitter handle, at FNTSY Radio or at Craig Mish, and let me know if you think I hit or missed on some of these, or if I swung and mished, as you could say, on some of these as well. Also, we have our exit velocity segment coming up a little bit later. I don't want to spend more time on the Mets. I think it's just upsetting everyone to continually talk about this team. Any perspective you want, fantasy, reality. There's one great story with the Mets this year. Maybe we should try and do the glass half full thing and focus on Pete Alonso, right? Pete Alonso has been fantastic. DeGrom's been fine, but Pete Alonso's been so good. It's such a shame that he's being masked by all this nonsense that's going on at Citi Field. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. Surprise bus here on the program. Craig Mish with you here on FantasySportsNetwork.com. FNTSY. In just 2 minutes, we're back with that. A list you may be surprised by. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
The morning after.
So everyone in the room knows that they're hanging Callaway to dry here. But if you're a player, don't tell me that you don't think Callaway's an idiot already. And now, any decision that Callaway makes in the clubhouse, they'll be like, well, is it Brody that made the decision? Or is it Mickey that made the decision?
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Craig Mish here with you on FNTSY Radio. Happy to be here with you. Fantasy Sports Today. That is the name of this show. And I will be here with you every single day, Monday through Friday, from 12 to 2 Eastern, doing fantasy baseball discussion until football starts. Then we'll do football. And what else will we do, Chris? We'll do just about anything. Pop culture. Maybe Chris will dive into some hockey eventually when that starts. NBA. We'll try to cover it all here. Yeah, you'll do hockey? Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. We need somebody to do hockey. Oh, George Kurtz. That's right. George Kurtz is going to do our hockey. Still have not reached out to George Kurtz. He's probably mad at me. Got to get George on the show. I had George for many, many years on satellite radio doing shows and interviews with me. Mariano, Mariano. And George Kurtz. Okay, biggest surprises, biggest busts in fantasy 2019. Let's dive into this just a little bit. My biggest surprises. Now remember, these are my surprises, okay? My surprises, not yours. They're mine. I could be wrong. Been wrong many times before. Will be wrong again. But they're mine. I own it. If I get something wrong, tell me. Let me know. Throw yours in there. Completely fine with that. Ketel Marte, I am shocked. We spent a lot of last week on him. Brad Ziegler was on the show. He talked about him too. 20 home runs, 312 batting average, 4 stolen bases. I just never saw this coming. If you told me Ketel Marte right now had 9 home runs, 302 stolen bases, I would have been shocked too. I just didn't eat any of this after having him in all my leagues last year. Good job, Craig. Josh Bell, shocking. 20 home runs, 66 runs driven in, 28 doubles. I had Josh Bell too at one point. He did not do this. Another very big surprise for me in fantasy. It's not a coincidence, by the way, that these names that I'm giving you are 0% ownership in my league, meaning Craig Mish ownership. Not meaning everyone, somebody has him, I don't. So it shouldn't come as a huge surprise. Derek Dietrich. Lenny Melnick claims that I talked him out of drafting Derek Dietrich. He's probably right. I'm not going to lie. I did not think he would even make the Reds. I saw him play all of last year in Miami. They did not even offer him a contract. If anything, I thought between Justin Bour and Dietrich, it would be Bour. Bour got a guaranteed deal. Anyway, Dietrich, 18 home runs. He has slowed down quite a bit, okay? He started off so hot. I think he's only got a home run or two over the last month. 358 on base percentage for Derek Dietrich. In OBP leagues, this guy's been an absolute monster. From a pitching perspective, the two pitchers that are the biggest surprises for me are Lucas Giolito, who's 10-2 with a 1.07 whip, but add in 111 strikeouts for Giolito. He's been amazing. And then Jake Odorizzi of the Minnesota Twins. Odorizzi's one of those guys for many years that someone would always plant their flag and say this is the year for Odorizzi. And guess what? Whoever did it this year, you were right. I love those analysts, the people who said, I said Odorizzi 3 years ago was going to be this, right? You've heard that one before, right? Your favorite analyst with football or baseball telling you something they knew 3 years ago, but it happened and now? Okay, sure. Anyway, Odorizzi, Giolito, those are my two biggest surprise pitchers. By the way, both 10 and 2 with a, and both have 1.07 whips. How weird is that? Giolito a little bit better, though, with the Ks, 111 Ks. Odorizzi, by the way, on the better team, and my guess would be at the end of the year would win more games. Odorizzi could be a 20-game winner this year. And naturally, somebody will take him next year, and he'll turn into Rick Porcello. But either way, good year for him. Biggest busts so far in fantasy, according to ADP or according to names. Now, again, I have a few names. I'm sure I'm missing some. These are mine. I'm owning them. The biggest bust in fantasy easily is Jose Ramirez across the board. There's nothing else to even talk about. Look, I have Jesus Aguilar. I have Travis Shaw. I have some of those. But Jose Ramirez with 5 home runs and a .217 batting average. Yikes, man. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Where did that, what happened here? I'm not expecting at the end of the season the numbers to look like this, but you cannot trust this dude going into next year. There is no way, no matter what he does in the second half of the season. Now, I will say this. He does have 18 stolen bases, which doesn't matter if you drafted him in a points league or a head-to-head in one of those weekly deals, because he ain't helping you at all. But if you drafted him in a roto league and he got those 18 steals, well, I mean, look, still terrible, but at least he saved you in one of those 5 categories. I just am shocked to see this happen. And I got to give Brad Ziegler credit. Going into the year, he was the one shaky guy for him in the first round. He said, don't do it. He was right. Paul Goldschmidt, 31 RBIs at the halfway point of the season? Goldie? With only 31 runs driven in? Wow. .256 batting average. OBP's okay. But I know you don't control runs driven in, but this is partially him, too. He hasn't gotten it done. Remember last year in April and May, he struggled and then all of a sudden turned it on, and at the end of the year, his numbers look exactly like they had in the past? I hope that is the case this year. When we're talking about all these hitters being on pace for 40 home runs, Goldie's on pace for 62 runs driven in. He was a first or second round pick in every fantasy league. Got to be better. Mitch Haniger now, who is hurt, .220, 15 home runs. A lot of people predicting huge breakouts for Haniger in April, saying, I told you on Mitch Haniger. He's been a bust. 15 home runs, .220 batting average. Not good. Mm-mm. You expected better, and now he's hurt. Speaking of Seattle, I know Kikuchi wasn't taken in the first 5 rounds of any draft, but there were some speculation on him, people drafting him a round or two too early, and they did give him a decent chunk of change. His ERA is over 5. He's been nothing what they said. Usually these pitchers that when they come up from overseas, they have that really good first or second year or both, and then the league figures them out and they're not the same. And that pretty much goes for all of these guys. But Kikuchi, his first year is brutal. Seattle, I know they're not great and they're losing a bunch of games, but man, post 5 ERA. I don't even think that he's a 12-team league-owned guy at this point. Got to let him go. Another starter who's been brutal, Reynaldo Lopez. Whoa, a lot of people thought, well, not a lot, I don't want to say that, but I could call out some people for telling me that Reynaldo Lopez is going to be a sleeper this year. Giolito was the sleeper. Lopez on his own team. His ERA is 6.23. If you drafted Reynaldo Lopez in a 12-team league, raise your hand, look at your ERA, you're near the bottom. This dude can't get anybody out. I don't know what happened to him. Supposed to be one of their top prospects in the organization. They're going to have to rethink that one. You could probably look at XFIP and FIP and figure out batted balls at play and find out when a pitcher's ERA is 5 and bring that thing down to 4 and say he could be better. This is not, you can't do that with a guy's ERA is 6. You could do that with a guy's ERA is 5.23. 6.23, he ain't getting anybody out. He's been a bust. Jose Leclerc, one of the top closers taken, 4.72 earned run average, 5 saves. I think that's the name you circle. He'll be better in the second half than he was in the first, and he'll probably get back into the closer's role again. But when you drafted Leclerc, you penciled in 25 saves at an ERA of 3. You've gotten 5 saves. The ERA is around 5. And then one other hitter that I wanted to put into this conversation, I'm not sure if he would be considered on this list because a lot of the other names were taken much higher. I don't know what the expectations were for Yonder Alonso going into the season. And you guys know how transparent I am with things. I had no idea it was this bad for him. 7 home runs and a 179 batting average for Yonder Alonso. Remember how good he was a couple years ago when launch angle was the cool thing to do? And he found it. Not only is he going back to what he was a few years ago, but man, even below that, 179 and 7 home runs. At least Rougned Odor has got a few home runs and a few steals with that average, but Alonso's done nothing. Big, big, surprising bust for Yonder Alonso this year. Coming up next, we'll dive into the schedule for Major League Baseball tonight. You're listening to Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today. This is FNTSY. And coming up at the top of the hour, full-time fantasy will be along. But don't go anywhere. We're going to hit the schedule coming up next.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
Rain it!
Make it rain.
What level of BS am I hearing now? Because we've already heard a million stories about Kawhi Leonard, but the reality is nobody. And only a handful of guys are going, really? Because I have no idea what the hell the dude's thinking. And nobody has any idea what he is thinking. Nobody knows who he's meeting with, but we continue to be told on a daily basis exactly what Kawhi Leonard's going to be doing.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish here with you on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Gray Albright will be with us from Razzball. 3 up, 3 down. Always fun with him. In case you're listening to the show for the first time, you can always access our shows online on iTunes, audioboom.com, Stitcher, I don't know where you guys are listening, but you are listening because I'm getting a lot of messages. In fact, more messages over the past week and comments than we did when we actually started. So you guys are finding us somehow. Here's an interesting quote. Stu Sternberg, the owner of the Tampa Bay Rays, comes out with this one, according to Mark Topkin, who covers the Rays. Here's the quote. This is about Tampa Bay keeping a hometown team and Montreal having one, too. Are they really going through with this? Oof. Just move to Montreal, man, if that's what you want so badly. But Sternberg also, according to Topkin, saying that this is not a staged exit. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Heard that one before. Steve Newborn, who covers the Rays, says it's not a play to move the team to another city, but to keep the team in Tampa Bay. How does this make any sense? I don't get it. Okay. Well, before we do Nick Comito coming up in 15 minutes from now to talk about the Indians, let's take a look at tonight's Major League Baseball scoreboard. Ooh, there are some juicy games tonight. A full schedule. Which game do you think I'll be at tonight, Chris? Any idea? Take one guess of which game that I'll be at tonight. Yes, I'm going to Texas. I'm on a plane right now as soon as the show is over, and I'm going to go see. Let's see who the Rangers are playing.
Are you going to a Japanese baseball league game?
Yes, there it is. Yeah, you knew. How do you know my schedule? You like have me hacked or something here. Meanwhile, I can't find the Rangers here.
I have my sources.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got sources, too. Yeah, that's true. All right. We'll get to the Rangers here in a second. Okay. They play the Tigers. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go to that game tonight in Detroit. That's going to be awesome. Okay. We'll start off with Mets-Phillies tonight. It will be Lockett and Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta has been failing me lately. Started off 4-2. He's now 6-6. Really need Jake Arrieta to be a little bit better than he's been, guys. Please. Can we please get that tonight? Arrieta's ERA is over 4. Lockett's ERA is only 23. Blue Jays and Yankees tonight. The Yankees have a TBD there, so we'll have to see who they end up starting. But does it really matter? The Blue Jays have Clayton Richard, 0-3 with a 7.46 earned run average. Gary Sanchez leads the Yankees in home runs and runs driven in 23 and 52. Padres-Orioles. Tune in now or you will not be able to see the game tonight on television. Logan Allen, that's a reason to watch. Logan Allen tonight, 1-0, his ERA is zip, making his second start. And Yakabonis starts for Baltimore. Hasn't actually been terrible for them. 1-1 with a 4.70. Trey Mancini leads the Birds in home runs, runs driven in. Padres are now under 500. You have to wonder kind of where they are headed. All of these great things they did in the offseason really has not amounted to a heck of a lot. Royals and Indians. Sparkman for Kansas City has been pretty good. 2-3 with 3.62. Shane Bieber, one of the real bright spots for Cleveland's pitching staff. 6-3 with a 3.86. And Carlos Santana, I mean, honestly, like maybe he should be in the All-Star game. 291, 17 home runs, 47 runs driven in. I think we may have Carlos Santana on this show this week, by the way. I think there's a chance of that. White Sox and Red Sox, 7:10 Eastern. White Sox, after a nice story there through the first 70 or so games, are starting to fall apart here. 36-40 on the season. Carson Fulmer 1-1 with a 6.35. David Price 4-2 with a 3.39. Jose Abreu homered last night for the White Sox. He's got 18-55. I wonder if he will be traded or if he'll end up on somebody else's team. He's a free agent, by the way, at the end of the season. The game I will be at, Chris, you should have had this from the beginning unless you were being cynical. I'm guessing you knew when you were just being cynical about it. That's fine. Nationals and Marlins. Max Scherzer. You think I'm going to miss a Scherzer start? 6-5 with a 2.62 earned run average. Trevor Richards starts for Miami, 3-7 with a 3.54. Miami has won 4 games in a row. Rangers and Tigers, the game that Chris wants me to be at. Texas playing great ball, 42-36 now on the year. Jesse Chavez starts for Texas. Jordan Zimmermann for Detroit. Jordan Zimmermann, 0-4 with a 6.03 earned run average. You guys want to be disgusted here for a minute? Let me disgust you just for 1 minute here on Jordan Zimmermann. Let me type his name in here, and I want to bring something up so you guys can understand. And this is no indictment on Jordan Zimmerman. I'm sure he's a very nice man. I've interviewed him when he was with the Nationals before. Let me give you how much money Jordan Zimmerman is making. Jordan Zimmerman in 2016 with Detroit made $16 million. 2017, $18 million. 2018, this last year, $25 million. This year, $25 million. Next year, $25 million. Mm. Imagine that. Okay. Braves and Cubs. Max Fried, 8-3 with a 4.03 earned run average. Fried is still winning games because the Braves are winning games. The ERA is climbing up. Albert Alzolay makes his first career start. Remember, he came in and backed up after they used Chatwood as the opener. So we're going to circle this game tonight and talk about it tomorrow on the air. Alzolay 1-0 with a 2.25 earned run average. Freddie Freeman, man, 21 homers, 61 RBIs, having another great year. Rays and Twins tonight. This is a marquee matchup, maybe not one for national television, but in baseball, there's no doubt it is. Blake Snell, I need a good start from him tonight, 4-6 with a 4.40, yuck. Kyle Gibson starts for Minnesota, 7-4 with a 4.18. And Jorge Polanco, by the way, is having a great year, too. I think the Twins are going to get a lot of guys in that All-Star game, right? Eddie Rosario's in the game for sure. Odorizzi's in the game for sure. Berríos is in the game. Polanco is in the game. The Twins could have five All-Stars this year, at least four. Pirates and Astros. Trevor Williams is now back from the injured list, so we'll see if his second starts okay. 2-1 with a 4.12. Gerrit Cole, you know, some strikeouts are coming, no doubt about that. 6-5 with a 3.54. Astros 49-30. Pirates 36-40. Pirates have won four games in a row. Good for them. Mariners, Marco Gonzalez, 8-6 with a 4.38. Kyle Davies, 7-1 with a 3.06. The Brewers are pretty much rolling teams at home. Christian Yelich, possibility for a triple crown exists. 342, 29, and 63. Mm. Great MVP-type year again for them. This was one of my sleeper pitchers for tonight, Chris Bassitt for the Oakland A's. Oakland's three games over again. 4-3 with a 3.64. Jack Flaherty, 4-4 with a 4.24. This isn't me going against the Cardinals. It's just they're not hitting. So it's like fade time a little bit for the pitchers. Maybe an under in this one as well. Dodgers and Diamondbacks. Ross Stripling was a hot pickup on the waiver wire in fantasy this week because he's back in the rotation. 3-2 with a 3.08. Robbie Ray, 5-4 with a 3.87. earned run average. Rockies and Giants at 9:45 Eastern. Chichi Gonzalez is back in the big leagues. He makes his first start for the Rocks at the Giants, so he probably has a shot to win. Madison Bumgarner, 3-7 with a 4.28. I got to tell you, Madison Bumgarner doesn't even look that good this year. I'm not even sure that teams are going to be willing to give up a ton for this guy. I understand that he has got a ton of postseason experience. He's arguably one of the best postseason pitchers of our generation. But it has not been a great year for him at all. And on an expiring contract, are the Giants really going to break the bank on a trade like this? If I was the Giants, I'd trade him now. What are you waiting for? You're going to wait a month from now for something else to go wrong? It just shows you. I think if they could cash in, they would have done this already. Like, you're telling me you can get Clint Frazier from the Yankees? What are you waiting for? Do it now. A month from now, maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's 3-9 with a 5 ERA. What are you getting? This deal's up at the end of the year. Giants have to cash in on any chips they can. They're going nowhere. 33-44 on the season. And then the final game tonight, Tyler Molly, 2-7 with a 4.17 for the Reds, who've gotten hot all of a sudden, against the Angels, who are back one game under, 39-40 against Andrew Heaney. I picked Andrew Heaney up off the waiver wire in a head-to-head league. He hasn't won a game for me yet. I don't know how many more times I could start him. This is not a great matchup either tonight. I'm kind of listless here. I have to do it. Had a couple of injuries. Thought Heaney's strikeout numbers were going to be pretty good, but it has not worked out in my favor. That's for sure. Let me give you a couple of other pieces of information going on in baseball, just so you know that the Washington Nationals have added Johnny Venters and Fernando Rodney to the bullpen. Not that they're going to close for the Nationals, but if you are looking for some handcuffs. Maybe Rodney is one. Venters could be another. At this point, Washington is eliminating any young players from their bullpen and going with the vets, which is probably the smart thing to do. Yankees designated Kendry Morales for assignment. He was hitting 177. His career could be over. My guess is Morales will get picked up by some American League team and sent to the minor leagues, but let's be real here. He was let go by the Jays, the second worst team in the American League. So don't think you'll be seeing him resurface in the big league level anytime soon. George Springer's been activated from the 10-day injured list. That's great news. He was destroying the baseball. He's missed like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 17 home runs, 43 RBIs, 4 stolen bases. Springer is a fantasy stud. He is back tonight. Great news. Colin McHugh activated off the injured list also. He's probably going to go back to the bullpen for them. And that more or less covers what's been going on in fantasy. Coming up next, Nick Camino will join us. We'll talk Indians baseball with him. And then we'll send it over to Full-Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. This is Craig Mish here on FantasySportsNetwork.com, also known as FNTSY. And we'll be back with more Indians discussion from a fantasy perspective next. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish here with you on FNTSY. And this is always a good time to catch up with Nick Camino. covers the Indians for many, many years and is now among the elite television reporters in the country for WKYC-TV, also hosts on WTAM, and does his picks with Nick. Is there anything that you're not doing in Cleveland these days, Nick? You're like Mr. Media here.
I'm just trying to keep up with you, Craig.
Yeah, that's what they all said. Do you have the lemonade stand yet? Because that's what I got too. I got that going. Okay.
No lemonade stand yet. But yeah, we find a way to stay busy here.
I know, man. We're hustlers in this industry. Gotta keep hustling for sure. So, let's summarize, Nick, where the Indians are at here. Let's do reality first. From the first half of the season, I would guess people thought the Indians would be better. I would guess people did not think the Twins would be this good. That could equalize itself in the second half. But I guess from your perspective, what has surprised you, what has not surprised you, and we can start off there.
Yeah, I mean, what surprised me was how poorly they started, especially against some of the bad teams in this division. I think earlier in the season they got swept by the Kansas City Royals, and there were just some games that they were losing in the division. I think only recently, playing very well against the division, I think they're like 17-14 against the AL Central, which outside of the Twins is very weak, as you know. So I think it was just the way that they started out. And then just their lack of runs. I mean, in the American League, you know this as well as anybody, Craig, you got to be able to score runs, and they just weren't doing it on a consistent basis. And they had some injuries. I know a lot of teams go through it. It's amazing, like a team like the New York Yankees had as many injuries as they did, and they seem to be just fine. But the depth for the Indians has been tested, and only of late have they been able to sort of sustain some of this stuff. And even though they've had, three-fifths of their starting rotation out for a majority of the season, it still seems like with some guys coming up from AAA and some young guys just bringing some energy to this group, right now I would say they're playing their best baseball that we've seen all year. And they've had, an 11-game deficit, now shrunk to the 7.5. So we'll kind of see how this goes. I do think the Twins are going to come back to life a little bit, but at the same time, I still think the Indians are going to have to play at a pretty great clip if they're going to catch those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. The Twins have really done a great job. You know that they'll probably add some pieces at the deadline too. So the strength of the Indians we knew going into the season was going to be the pitching, and that has really kind of still been the case. Although it's been guys like Bieber that have really stepped up. So, Nick, what is the update here on the Indians pitchers, and what can we expect here from a fantasy perspective? Will we see these guys again now, soon, in the future?
Well, I don't really have much clarity on a guy like Carlos Carrasco at this time. You know, there was he's kind of going through some medical things that we're not even privy to at this point. But a guy like Kluber sounds like he's going to get reevaluated in about 2 weeks, and once that happens, will he be able to start pitching again? We'll see. You know, I think at that point he'll be able to start throwing, but, throwing and pitching and going on a rehab assignment, that's all going to take a little bit of time. So definitely after the All-Star break would be a guy like Kluber. As for Clevinger, he came back. He was pitching well in Texas, and then he twisted his ankle a little bit. So he's on the injured list right now, and so they've had other guys that have needed to step up. And in their place, you mentioned a guy like Bieber who's been really good. Zach Plesac has done a really nice job. And just recently on Saturday, Aaron Civale had come up from AAA and done a nice job. So they're relying on some young arms here, and they're fortunate that they're getting some contributions. But, to answer your question, I think we're still a ways away from Carrasco because we don't really know what's going on there.
Right.
Ways away from Kluber. And for Clevinger, you're hoping maybe it's within the next week or two that he'll be back for you.
Yeah, and we're talking to Nick Comito. The one thing that the Indians have done is that when they've played in close games, they've been able to win, Nick, because the bullpen has been so good. Brad Hand has closed out every game that he's been in, 22 for 22 in saves. Nick Whitgren, who I know here from Miami, has done a nice job for the Indians. Tyler Clippard, Oliver Perez, they've pieced that thing together, and that's really been the strong point of the team. And if they stay in it, that's good news, because I'm sick and tired of hearing, Nick, every year about Brad Hand maybe being traded. The Indians love this guy. He's pitched great.
Yeah, and the thing with Hand that they like is they still have contractual control over this guy, I think, for like 2 more years. So, yeah, Hand has been very good. He's the best closer in the American League, in my opinion. I think when the All-Star game comes to Cleveland here in a couple weeks, if the American League is leading in the ninth inning at Progressive Field, I think you'll see him on the mound for the AL. He's just been fantastic. Seems like the Indians have had closers over the years that have gotten the job done, but they make you bite the rest of your nails off, with your hand. It's it's like these guys, you know, that they've had over the years, Bob Wickman and Joe Borowski and Chris Perez. Yeah, they got the job done at times, Cody Allen, but it was always a little bit hairy in the ninth inning. A guy like Brad Hand, it's like he comes in, it's like one up, one down, two up, two down. He makes it easy. Wickren's been really good. Yeah, and Oliver Perez, they have the, right now, I believe in terms of ERA, they have the best bullpen in the American League. So that's been a surprise.
Yeah, and it not shocking considering the stats when I look at them here. Now, the offense has been the issue, Nick, and for our purposes, and we'll do negative, then we'll go to the positive, but from our purposes, Nick, as you know, and you play fantasy and you know all about this, that there is no bigger bust in fantasy this year than Jose Ramirez. He was a first-round pick in every league, and he only has 5 home runs. He's saving some people with some steals. If he didn't have 18 steals, he could be one of the biggest first-round busts of all time. Honestly, with the numbers that he's putting up this year, what in the world has gone wrong for him this year? Why no power? Why nothing?
Yeah, it's been a disaster. I mean, I think he's hitting right now a season high 217, which is just, I mean, laughable. It's like you think about what he was able to do last year, and now it's just been disastrous. I do think the guys are going more off speed with him, and you know, in baseball, Craig, guys adjust to you, and it's on you to readjust. And I just don't quite think he's completely readjusted. I do think in the last week or so, he's been better at the plate, but that doesn't make up for what he's done for the first couple of months. So he's going to have to kind of make sure he's adjusting back, and can't quite put my finger on it. But, yeah, he kind of looks like a shell of himself from last year. And I know you got the numbers to back it up. I would agree, probably one of the bigger first-round busts if you took him in that round.
Yeah, I mean, he really has. I mean, if you gave him another 10 home runs, he still wouldn't be having a great year based off the year that he had last year, for sure. Now, on the flip side, in terms of prospects, I saw this kid, Oscar Mercado, come up with the Cardinals, Nick. I did not think anything of him, and it still remains to be seen because his numbers now are normalizing a little bit from what he started off with. But if you look at it over the past month, he has 6 steals, 4 home runs, 305 average, 359 on base percentage. The Indians rolled through Hanley Ramirez and Carlos Gonzalez and Leonis Martin. Do you think they found someone with this Mercado, or do you think that we need some more data here before we figure that out?
Yeah, we should probably maybe tap the brakes a little bit on him, but at the same time, I think there's something to be said for a very nice start. You know, that's big. Now, guys are, you know, once there's some film on him and once there's a scouting report on him, teams are going to adjust to him, and he's going to have to go through that readjustment. But no, I think he's been really good, and it seems like Terry Francona has a lot of confidence with him, and he puts him right in that 2-hole, which, you know, I know in the sabermetrics analytics world, that's where you want your guys that are getting on base and producing a little bit. So they've slipped him right in that 2-hole, and it's been a good fit for the Indians. I think the game doesn't look too fast at this level for him, which is pretty amazing. So I think you're going to see him continue to contribute for the Indians. And yeah, if you could take a flyer on him in any fantasy league, he might be a guy to look at for sure.
All right, let's do the last one here. This is Bobby Bradley. I see his numbers in the minors, Nick, and I don't know a ton else. So from people that cover the team and what you hear, what is the potential here? Is he up for the long term? Are they going to give him a cup of coffee? What should we expect here with Bobby Bradley, their prospect that they called up?
Yeah, led AAA in home runs with 24, also had 55 RBIs. He's a run-producing machine. The only problem is there's a lot of swing and miss in that swing, but, hey, for a lot of people now that are watching Major League Baseball, there's a lot of swing and miss with a lot of guys, so I don't know how different that actually is. But they like him. They feel like he can change the complexion of a baseball game with one swing of the bat, and, you know, if those numbers can translate even a little bit in this Indians lineup, you know, I think you're going to continue to see him in there. They want him to play first base. They'll probably let him DH a little bit. Problem is Carlos Santana, who's having an all-star type season. He likes to play first base a lot. He's not crazy about DHing. So that's going to be a balancing act for Terry Francona. But I think this kid's going to get a shot. And unless he hits a serious, serious rough patch, I don't think he'll be going back to AAA anytime soon. So, yeah, he's a guy that's going to be in the major leagues, no doubt.
Yeah. Nick, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. We'll look forward to your picks. College football is almost here, right? 2 months away, less than that. So
can't believe it. After this week, 8 Saturdays. Cannot believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward. Florida plays against Miami. That's the first big one here. So I look forward to covering that one. All right, Nick, we'll catch up soon, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Okay. We'll talk to you, Craig. Thanks.
All right, Nick Camino. You can follow him on Twitter, at Nick Camino, WKYC. Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid. Let me say that again. pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you bet the Browns -2.5 and they cover the spread by 6, you'll receive 6 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. When we come back next, we've got a little exit velocity, and then we'll send it over to full-time fantasy with Adam Rodas, who is back from his vacation. He texted me. I'm certain of it. He is back in the house along with Dr. Roto. Can't wait to hear their show coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern when I am on the road and heading down to see the Marlins and Washington Nationals. So we will do that next, give you some final thoughts here, and see if we can kind of clean things up in New York for those New York Mets. Man, I feel bad about watching and seeing what's going on with them. Interesting stories developing in baseball this time of the year. The pressure really starts to get to some of these teams and some of these players, and you always have to wonder to yourself who can kind of stick through it and get through it in the second half of the season. Also, a reminder that as soon as the show is over, if you are listening on demand, what you can do is just queue up the interview that we had. We had Garrett Cooper on the show from the Miami Marlins. I thought he had some pretty good comments about playing at home versus the road. Also talked about their young starting pitchers. And so you can definitely hear that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The only fantasy baseball show in the country that's bringing you players, coaches, managers, and general managers to their show, that is definitely this one. Cardinals announced they have placed Jordan Hicks on the 10-day injured list, torn UCL in his elbow. They don't know right now if it's going to be Tommy John surgery or the injection rehab. I would guess he's out for the year. The favorites for saves, John Gant, Carlos Martinez, Andrew Miller, all those three players should be owned in every fantasy league right now. And that's the bottom line as we move forward in the Cardinals season. That's a team, by the way, that doesn't hit a ton. So regardless of how many games they're winning, they're going to need saves. And if you need saves in fantasy, I would even go a step further. I own Giovanni Gallegos in a league too, right? In an NL league, I own him also. I'm going to just try and take advantage of all these situations. Look, St. Louis has used guys like Franklin and Edward Mujica and Jason Mott, not your household closer names in the past. They go with whoever is hot. And whoever is hot out of that bullpen is going to get save opportunities. Do not rule out anything. I wouldn't even rule out Adam Wainwright being the closer for that team at the end of the season. All right, so we'll take a short timeout. Coming up next, Exit Velocity. Then we send it over to Full-Time Fantasy. Craig Mish with you here on FNTSY. Our final timeout is here. And then we send it over at the top of the hour to Adam Rodas and Dr. Roto. Don't go away.
Friends.
Yep. The best friends forever.
I think the Marlins will get their biggest return. Now's when you trade a guy away like Caleb Smith.
I'm hoping so then, so that we can see Zach Gallen around for the rest of the season. He wasn't regarded as a top prospect. He was like barely inside the top 20. And he wasn't on the 40-man roster because he wasn't expected to be this good this quickly. I hope Zach Gallen sticks around, whether it's, you know, via trade Caleb Smith or something else happening here.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Mish.
All right, welcome back. Greg Mish with you here on FST Fantasy Sports Today. We're here for the next few minutes here. We got Exit Velocity coming up in just a minute. First day we failed you on the poll, I've noticed here, by the way. We've really failed. Let's see what the final vote was. Biggest surprises and bust was the winner. We did that, Chris, so we got away with this one today. We actually did the segment. Okay. Somebody wanted to hear about the mafia boss escaping. Maybe we'll cover that tomorrow. And we'll be back here tomorrow at noon. Okay, before we get out of here, it is time to end the show with a super hot take, and we call it Exit Velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, we end the show with a little fan take here, a little attendance take here. You had Garrett Cooper come on the show and say it. He was careful about it. I don't blame him. Bottom line is that when your home team isn't getting people in the stands, players see it, they feel it, they know it. Now, I can't say whether or not, especially from Miami's point of view, that that's the reason why they haven't won as many games at home as they have on the road. But if you're wondering why some of your favorite fantasy players are kicking butt on the road and not doing it at home, you may want to take a look and see if they're on Baltimore, Toronto, Detroit, San Francisco. A lot plays into it. Park factors, I understand that. But sometimes when they're playing in front of 40, 50,000 people, they know it, and they rise to the occasion to do it. Doesn't apply to everybody, and it's not anecdotal. You have to look at every player and see how they perform, but I thought that was a really interesting comment today made by the Marlins right fielder slash first baseman. You can access that interview on demand anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you guys so much for listening once again to this show today on Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with Gray Albright from Razzball with his three up, three down segment. Later on in the week, we'll have Greg Jewett from Fantasy Alarm to go through the closer report. Mike Masato, Mike the Mouth, will be on with us at some point later this week, Thursday or Friday as well. We'll sort that out for you guys. Thanks again to Joe Pizzapia and Garrett Cooper for being on the show, as well as Nick Camino, and thanks to Chris Pavoda for producing the show. My name is Craig Mish. That'll do it for today. Full-time fantasy is next, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at noon. See ya!